And we are in the 9 a.m. hour. And for those of you who are confused on what day it is because you had the 3-day weekend, today is Tuesday. I know I have spent the day thinking it has been multiple days. I don't know what day it is. I'm just rolling with it. But I do know it is Tuesday because here with me, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful.
How did the weekend go? How are you?
I'm doing well. I had a pretty good weekend. You know, made some ribs and, you know, got to hang out with the family and everything. So it was an overall good weekend. And we got to, you know, spend our Memorial Day. And I think it was a good day. It was a nice day outside. So everything worked out pretty well. And people, for the most part, drove safe during the weekend. So we were very appreciative of that.
For the most part.
We as the Highway Patrol, we only handled 11 crashes over those 4 days, so that was pretty good, and that's counting Wayne and Holmes County. I don't know exactly how many Holmes County crashes there were, but at least in Wayne County and a mixture of R2, we only handled 11. So thank you all for driving safe and paying attention.
And for listening to us, you really listen.
Yes.
You listen. You really listen.
So hopefully these weekly conversations have had some impact.
If we say it enough, that repetitive.
But yeah, we were out there once again doing what we do and concentrating on those crash-causing violations, excessive speed, failure to yield, distracted driving was a major part of our focus this weekend, and as well as seatbelts. So we did pretty well, and I think that everybody was out there and staying safe.
We stress every week, wear your seatbelt.
Yes. Yeah, I did. Well, it's a different medium, but if you could see some of the videos that I could show, you would understand why wearing that seatbelt is so important.
They probably would not enjoy seeing some of those videos that we cannot show on the radio.
No, not even the descriptions would be good. So we'll just leave it at that. Just wear it. Just trust me.
He's got one of those faces. You can just trust him.
Yes. Yeah, so overall, good weekend.
That's good. We like to hear that. You know, we had a little rough start here in Holmes County, but it was a beautiful weekend and beautiful weather, and glad that people kind of watched and paid attention. We stressed throughout the weekend. I know I did. You know, drive safely, be diligent, watch. There's going to be lots of people in the area. And there were. And so it's good to hear that they were following the rules and not breaking the law.
Yes, yeah, so as far as the official kickoff to summer goes, I guess it went pretty well. So we're very excited to come here and speak about that. But yeah, if you want to be a part of that and helping out and keeping people safe and everything, we are hiring again. We've got a class coming up here in September that they're looking for qualified candidates for. So if you have any interest, feel free to come on down and do a ride along. With one of our wonderful troopers here at the Worcester Post, and we'd be more than happy to get you in there.
You can wear one of the snazzy gray uniforms.
You got to earn that one, though. you can wear whatever you like that's tasteful on your ride along, but you know, as soon as you get accepted in the academy, you get to wear a nice blue uniform for a little while, and then upon graduation, you get that nice gray uniform, that Stetson that everybody knows when it comes to the Highway Patrol. But we do have a wonderful benefits package and everything. And go ahead. You have to say something.
Do they issue the glasses too?
No, you have to buy those extra. those are
not. I
knew
I had something that was completely off the wall.
Those are the aviators are not part of the uniform, but you can go ahead and get your own if you want.
They should be.
Standard issue aviators.
Standard issue.
But no, going back to what is standard issue, though, the Highway Patrol does provide your entire uniform for you, so you don't have to worry about getting all that stuff. I know, like a lot of agencies around, you have a stipend where you have to go purchase your own uniforms and everything, but the Highway Patrol provides all of that for you. We pay you to go through our academy.
You get paid to train.
You do. You get paid to train. It's a 40-hour work week while you're down there at the academy in Columbus, Ohio. They feed you while you're there, and it is a paramilitary academy, so you will be running around. You will be exercising quite a bit, whether you like it or not, but it's well worth it. It completely trains you for what you're going to be experiencing out on the road and gets you ready to go.
Well, as a trooper, you have to keep your figure.
Yes, you got to look good in the uniform. That's one of our things is we pride ourselves on fitness and maintaining that level. So that is one thing that we do strive to do is, you know, have that image, and we maintain it. So.
But there's more than just being a trooper in a car that you can do through the State Highway Patrol. So there's lots of opportunities if you're looking.
Yes, we have plenty of things. No matter what you think about what you want to do in law enforcement, we do have troopers who are the lifeblood of our agency. They go out there, they keep people safe every day. But we also have our Office of Investigative Services, which is basically our detectives. We have our canine unit, which works drug interdiction. They work with the local task forces, DEA, FBI, ATF. You name the three-letter agency, our criminal patrol team and our canines are working with them. We have aviation units. We have executive protection, which is basically the Secret Service, but for the governor. So there are tons of things that you can do on the Highway Patrol. Yeah, there's dispatchers. We're always looking for dispatchers. We're looking for electronic technicians, IT people. So if maybe not law enforcement in particular is what you want to do, but you still want to be a member of the Ohio State Highway Patrol, we do have those other options as well, and we are looking for those electronic technicians. So if you're good with computers, if you're good with installing radio systems, you know, figuring out things that are going on with the electronics, that might be something that would be good for you.
So you don't have to do any of the police work, but you get the benefits of being with the State Highway Patrol.
Yep, you get all those same state benefits that the troopers would get. Different contract, but you know, you still get those state benefits and everything, and it's a great and rewarding career.
You read my mind. I was just going to say, tell them how rewarding it is.
It's great and rewarding. So that I've been doing this for 16 years now, and I wouldn't do anything. And the past 16 years have flown by. So,
and you've done a variation of different things too. You haven't just been a lieutenant.
Right. So I started off in Cincinnati area. I worked at the Hamilton Post for a couple of years, and then I got a canine. So I was a canine handler down there in the Cincinnati area for almost 8 years. And then I came up, I got promoted and went to Ashland. I was there for almost 6 years, and now I'm over here in Worcester.
So if it's something you're interested or even not even sure, call the Post and talk to them.
And the other thing I didn't talk
about. But wait, there's more.
Is being a paramilitary organization and working for the state of Ohio. If you do not want to work in the area that you live or that you grew up and you want to try something different, you can go anywhere in the state and work anywhere in the state. So if you grew up here in the area and you wanted to go and work down in Athens, you can go apply and work down in Athens. And you get tired of Athens, you're like, you know what, I want to go check out the Toledo area. You can go work in Toledo area. So anywhere you want to work in the state of Ohio, that's open for you to do as well.
You're not held to your hometown.
Right. So, no, very, very rewarding career. Well worth it. If you have any questions about anything, feel free to give the Worcester Post a call and set up a ride-along, and we'll be more than happy to get you out there and show you what we do.
All right. So, some career options. You know, we've got all these graduates, and, you know, maybe some of them aren't sure whether they want to do. Here's an opportunity.
Yes.
That is a very, very long and thought-out answer. Yes. Yes.
Straight to the point.
Right? Straight to the point. All right. Well,
just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
All right. Well, thank you for joining with us. And like you said, if you have any questions for him, you can call the Ohio State Highway Patrol Worcester Post. And that's a wrap on us. As always, be safe. Make good decisions.
Wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. And have a wonderful day.
That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we're going to take a quick little break here, and we'll be up with ABC News on WKLM.